I'm Colin Williams. I'm the producer of Pajamals, our new show for Sprout.
I'm Sarah Lyle. I play Cowbella in the Pajamals.
And how much experience of cows and puppets do you have?
Cows, not so much. Puppets, a little more. I did Sesame Tree last year with 16 South. Sesame Tree 2, where I played a weatherberry. And also Samson the Worm.
And you have graduated to a creative cow called Cowbella.
Yes, definitely graduated to one of the main characters, Cowbella, in Pajamals.
Where did the idea of Pajamals come from?
Pajamals, it's a show for kind of 2 and 3 year olds, you know, not excluding kids who are fours and fives. It's a show which has existed for a while because it has existed as a series of short interstitials on Sprout, and Sprout is the channel that we're making the show for. Sprout is a 24-hour children's channel, a cable channel in the States. It's seen by 50 million homes, so it's a great channel with a great reach. You know, a number of years ago, the Henson Company made a series of 11 short music videos which were designed to help kids get to sleep, you know, so based on the success of that and the online following really on things like YouTube, where there are hundreds and thousands and millions of people, you know, have watched them, I guess that spurred on a series, you know.
So you're now in the middle of making the first batch of what will end up being 52 11-minute programmes aimed at young children?
Yeah, so what we've done is... In a warehouse in the middle of Belfast.
For the US.
That's right. So it's a long way from... It's, you know, we're a long way from LA, that's for sure. you know, eight hours of time difference, if nothing else. We've developed really what was a short series of music videos into a fully-fledged show with four main characters, the same four characters, but we've extended their world, you know, of the bedroom into an outside, you know, and we're creating 11 of these dreamlands, you know, which you can see today. So this is the land of play, and it's a fun place where the pajamas go.
An episode will open with the four characters in an activity or a game or having fun or reflecting on something that they've just done, something like that, and then it'll be time for bed, but one of them will have an issue or something that they need to clear in their head, like they may be scared or angry or mad or something like that. And then they'll try and help each other, and they'll get on one of their beds and go to some land, like the land of play or the land of hush or the big friendly forest, and they'll meet a character there who'll help them sort out their problems, and then they'll travel home and sleep safe and sound.
And you've all just been in the set there, you're all kind of wandering around in circles endlessly, and every dance, don't know how funny that looks from outside.
But... Oh my goodness, it's funny doing it. So there's four like main puppeteers, and then you'll have the Dreamland character, and you sometimes have an assist with you. So all together there was 8, 9, 10 puppeteers in a tiny, 4 by 6 foot space, something like that.
You wear what were described as Spice Girl shoes?
Yeah. They're kind of Jerry Halliwell things.
Do you want to explain what those are?
Well, I'm only 5'1½". And
everybody else is a wee bit taller?
Yes, a wee bit. Everyone's 5'6" and above. So to save me having to walk on boxes and them having to walk around boxes, I've got a pair of baseball boots with about a, what would you say, five inch, six inch height platform on them.
Pretty much, and you kind of, they're quite spongy, so you float a wee bit more than everybody else.
Yeah, probably bounce a little bit extra, but that's okay. It's the character.
And there's lots of singing, lots of singing,
yes. I mean, goodness, I think there's 2 to 3 songs per 12-minute episode.
So at this stage in the process, you've already, all the songs are basically composed, recorded, and everybody's now kind of just acting to them, kind of playing back.
Yeah, so we're nearing the end of block one, which is 26 episodes. We shoot the second block, which is another 26 episodes, at the start of next year. But for all of the songs, certainly for the first block, we recorded probably half of them before we even came to set, and we've been doing the rest of them as we go on shooting. And because it's very much a musical show, in that every, you know, each 11-minute show has an opening song, a lullaby to close with, and two songs within it. So because it's very much a musical show, we're really focused on good quality music, you know, and they're great songs, and our four leads then are, you know, sing them. So we brought in the musical director to write proper 4-part harmonies, you know, and the four main characters are operated by 4 puppeteers who are also the speaking voice and also the singing voice of them as well. So yeah, the same person does all of it, yeah.
From a Northern Ireland creative industries point of view, you're pretty unique as a company in that you're doing children's shows for both the UK market and also the States and Canada and so on.
Yeah, I mean, we're the only company who specialises in children's TV in this part of the world. And it was born out of a passion to do something, you know. I mean, we worked commercially for the last 9 years and made lots of commercials and promos and stuff, but wanted to do something, a bigger challenge, and wanted to create shows for kids because we thought we could contribute, you know, to that industry. It's been a short 3.5 year journey, but we've done a lot in that time, and we've had a lot. We're having a ball, you know, we love it, and I mean, it really is our passion.
So, in terms of cast and crew and things, there's all kinds of accents kind of around here. But you mean you've quite a lot of people who are local in Northern Ireland who are working away on the set either as puppeteers or as crew.
Yeah, I mean, most people. I mean, the majority of people are all local. I mean, the crew are pretty much all local. Some of the casts we've had to hire the best people, the best puppeteers that we can find, and the people who can perform and are great at characterisation and also a great singing as well. So two of the puppeteers are Henson puppeteers from LA, and two are local.
Pudge Animals is going to go out and sprout in the States.
Mm-hmm.
What do you feel about making children's TV in Northern Ireland?
Oh my goodness!
Did you expect to be doing that?
Not on this scale, and never. I suppose you never think we Belfast will get opportunities like that. So it's really good for it to be on my doorstep. You know, 20 minutes in the car, and I'm here working on a job of this scale. So yeah, it's great. Such a good opportunity.
So what are some of your highlights?
Oh goodness, getting to do the songs is really good, and the choreography. I'm working along with the American puppeteers who are just so experienced, and getting to learn from them. So. It's so hard to pick out a highlight. Every day is just brilliant.
We've been through a couple of series of Sesame Tree, which mm-hmm. was done with Sesame Workshop and mm-hmm. BBC. You've had Big City Park, mm-hmm. based in Normal Park. You've had Big and Small. You did the third series of that run here, and now you're onto this. That's four productions that you've been through pretty much in the last 12 months nearly.
By the end of this, I think we'll have created, I think it's 144 episodes or something, you know, in terms of the total amount of shows that we've made. So it's been hectic. It's been busy for us. We were chuffed. We were chuffed to be ranked in Televisual's top 100 indies. And so we've been ranked this year at number 53. For us, it's great because we truly are an independent indie, whereas many of the indies in that list are owned by multinationals. We're properly independent and, you know, self-owned.
So it's kind of the man pulling the strings behind 16 South. I mean, where do you go from here? I mean, you have months of production kind of left to go on this, and then so where do you see next for this?
Good question. We're going to MIP in 3 weeks, so we're pitching two of our own new properties.
So that's the big international conference to flog TV shows to other broadcasters.
So it's MIP Junior is the 2-day event before MIPCOM, and MIPCOM is the main kind of television market, one of the main television markets in the world. And we go there, and we're pitching two of our own new properties. And there are two things we're really excited about. It's stuff we've developed ourselves. So we're keen to get those off the ground. And I guess the 3-year plan is probably we'd like to make a feature. You know, we'd like to see a feature certainly within 3 years. Well,
pretty much all your stuff at the moment.
Children's or tweens, whether it's puppet based or live action, I'm not quite sure about that. But that's definitely the way we want to go. That's the slightly medium term plan, you know. Okay. But we love puppetry, you know, because it's so tactile and the performances are super. One of the new shows we've created is an animation show, so it's a slight departure from puppetry. But the second one is a puppet show.